whatever you're experiencing right now, this present moment is a materialization or a manifestation of what you've been thinking from before. And so when you change your thinking, you're still experiencing a reality that's produced by your previous thoughts. And this is significant to understand, because if you don't understand this, then it can become very, very easy to go back to your old thinking. But if you understand that this is a natural mechanic of how changing your reality works and changing your thinking works, then you will have the capacity to do something very, very important in belief change work, which is ignore your current circumstances.
Welcome to A Changed Mind, a journey into the topics that matter to you most. From the neuroscience and spirituality of mindset and personal growth to groundbreaking strategies for health, wealth, and relationships, to open and honest conversations about pressing global issues such as the environment, censorship, corporate capture, and democracy. Each and every episode reminds us of the certainty of the goodness of the future and provides the teachings, tools, and timeless wisdom inspiring you to create real lasting change in your life and in the world. If you've been desiring a sanctuary for your spirit, a place to go to tune out the distraction, negativity, and doom and gloom so that you can tap into the deep power, the vibrancy, and the potential you have inside, you're in the right place. Welcome to A Changed Mind. Hey, it's David. Just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. I've got an incredible opportunity for you. Big announcement that my book is now live on Amazon. A Changed Mind. Go beyond self-awareness, rewire your brain, and re-engineer your reality. If you've been wanting to take your personal growth to the next level, maybe you've done the self-help thing, but you're still feeling more stress or overwhelm or anxiety in your life. Maybe you've gotten to the next level of financial security or growth in your relationships or health or your business, but you've hit a new ceiling and you're really wanting to understand how to identify the resistance that is still inside of you that's shaping your experience of life and to let it all go and transform it so that you can truly feel free emotionally, spiritually, financially, and achieve your full potential, you've got to check out this book. I spent the last 18 months pouring all of the teachings, philosophies, tools, even processes that I've never taught before that have helped me go from a life where I was literally struggling to survive to a life now that I love in a system that lets me materialize the vision I have for my business, my family, my world, without the hustle and grind and putting my spiritual growth and well-being first. So if you've been wanting a treasure map to the emotional and material promised land that life has waiting for you, take a minute to jump on over to Amazon, grab yourself a copy of A Changed Mind, or better yet, grab a couple of copies and give them as gifts to your loved ones. The feedback is already coming in. People are saying this is one of the most practical and powerful personal development books they've ever read. And I get it, because everything that's in this book is exactly what I went through, what I learned, and what I used to change my mind. Check it, grab yourself a copy, and now on to your regularly scheduled podcast episode. Hey, it's David. Welcome back to A Changed Mind, a sanctuary for your spirit, a place where I will remind you each and every episode of the certainty of the goodness of the future. I'm your friend, your host, your guide, and I am so excited for this episode of A Changed Mind. If you've done personal growth work for a while, but you've still got some limiting beliefs that are keeping you stuck, you're absolutely going to love this episode. I'm going to share with you a powerful distinction that helped me reorient myself to the way beliefs change works, this idea of the law of attraction, and why in some areas of my life I was stuck. For you, it might be that you're trying to get out of feeling like you don't have enough money, you want to have more abundance or prosperity in your life. Maybe you've got cycles of chronic health challenges or problems, relationship challenges or problems, or you've hit the upper limit in growing your business. Whatever it is, if you've been doing personal development work for a while and you've been able to change some of your beliefs and therefore change some aspects of your reality, you've had improvements in your life, but you haven't been able to shift others, you're absolutely going to want to hear this distinction. Now, before I get into this distinction, I really want to just establish a foundation of how you are creating in your life. So a lot of people are looking for a magic pill strategy to lose weight or heal their bodies or end the toxic relationship cycle or create more money in their life. And these strategies, whether it's get a better job, whether it's find another partner, whether it's find the right doctor, those are actually effects
of one thing and one thing only, and that is a changed mind. In other words, we become lured into thinking that we can control our external reality because we do observe that sort of the last mile or the cause right before the final effect of the change that we're looking for seems like it's something that happened in our external reality. But the truth is our ability to actually produce that strategic activity that leads to the result that we want depends upon how we think. Your thoughts are creating your reality. This is not some sort of new age woo-woo. This is, on one level, just a fundamental understanding of behavioral psychology. Behavioral psychology tells us that your beliefs formed at a very, very early age, as you were starting to give meaning to the experiences of your life, began to shape the lens through which you viewed life. And so if you grew up in an environment, for example, where money was hard to make or money caused problems, then that's what you start to pay attention to as you go from a toddler to an adolescent to a teenager to an adult, and you start to ignore any evidence otherwise. And so you get locked into what's called a psycho-cybernetic loop, where all you start to experience is the same thing that reinforces the belief that originated this kind of perception that you have. And so as an adult, you only have access to thoughts that are in alignment with your beliefs. And every time you have a thought, you experience that thought as an emotion, and your emotions catalyze what actions you do or do not take, and those actions determine what results you do or do not produce. And then those results end up reinforcing the same belief that actually created the cycle itself. And so we become confused thinking that our external experiences are producing the reaction within us, when in fact it's that original reaction we had at a time that we can't even remember that's producing our external reality. Now, a great example of this is that I had a business partner in my early 30s who would bully me. And I thought that this feeling I had that like people always bullied me came from this relationship I had with a business partner. But when I did personal development work around it, I was able to track all the way back to when I was 5 years old, standing on my parents' driveway, shooting one of those little cap gun with those fake popping sounds on the driveway. And a couple of older kids, older teenagers drove by in a car, stopped their car, jumped out and yelled at me as a little kid. I was bullied. And so that created this whole cycle of me attracting bullies into my life. So if we want to change our external reality, we have to change the way that we think. Now, you probably know this because you're here and you're listening to A Changed Mind. So why is it that some of the beliefs you have seem harder to shift? Well, I want to explain to you a very important distinction that you must understand if you want to be able to create significant shifts in some of your deeper rooted limiting beliefs. And so again, going back to this foundational understanding of what's happening, when you change a belief, or in our work, when you make a new empowered decision, right? You come up with a new belief. For a while, you think that, you know, money's hard to make. Now you decide that, okay, I'm going to believe that money is easy to make. Or you believe that there's no good ones left out there and you're looking for a relationship, so that belief isn't congruent with attracting your soulmate. And so you change your belief through whatever tools that you use. And we've got a ton of great tools that I've talked about over the course of these episodes. You make a new decision, you establish a new belief that you don't know how, you don't know when, but you know the man or woman of your dreams is on the way and you're going to meet them soon. You start to calibrate your attention. You start to prime your brain with this information. And so you start to notice evidence for the fact that this is true. Or let's say, for example, that you've been chronically feeling like there's not enough time, and so you're chronically feeling overwhelmed. And so you establish a new belief, or you make a new decision, that there's always enough time to do the things that you need to get done. And whatever doesn't get done today wasn't meant to be done today and can be left until tomorrow, right? That's a wonderful new empowered belief for an empowered decision. And so for a couple of days, you're sticking with that. And then all of a sudden, life starts to show up in opposition to this new belief that you've established. You go out on a date and it turns out that, oh, it is another person who is the wrong one, right? It's not the man or woman of your dreams. You start to have ideas and become hopeful about extracting yourself from your current financial circumstances or situation into a new level of abundance and prosperity. And then you get a bill in the mail from your insurance carrier who didn't cover some expenses you expected it to cover. And so now you have an additional expense, right? So now you're back into this feeling of financial insecurity. Or you've got a health challenge. And so you've kind of convinced yourself, maybe you've done some affirmations or incantations that, you know, your body has the capacity to heal. You're on your way to vibrancy and health. You are a healthy person. And then all of a sudden you get a flare up with your autoimmune or chronic pain condition. And so what happens is that we end up going back to the limiting belief, right? It's like going back to a bad relationship. You leave the bad relationship for a little while to start a new relationship, and then there's an addiction, there's a habit that takes you back to the old relationship, to the old limiting belief. And so now you're focused on finding evidence for the old limiting belief. You're activating neural networks in your brain. You're putting off this vibe that is attracting more of these circumstances and situations from a practical level. You're now reacting emotionally to these old thoughts, and you're taking the same actions and same habits, and you're being the same person or personality. And so you're producing the same results. Well, what's happened is there's a period of time where there's a lapse, where you're living in the old reality that is produced by the old limiting beliefs, and you haven't yet transitioned into the new reality. I like how Neville Goddard talks about this. He says you have to stay loyal to the new beliefs or to the new decisions through this period of time where the transition is taking place. But if you'll notice, and maybe it's happened for you recently, whenever you've decided to have a new belief, you'll last for a couple of days with this new belief, and you'll temporarily ignore the evidence in your current life circumstances that support the old limiting belief. And maybe you'll start to notice some new evidence that supports this new decision or new belief that you've established. But over a short period of time, you become overwhelmed by the old evidence. Abraham Hicks talks about this. For those of you who are Abraham fans, Esther Hicks' channel is Abraham, which is such a wonderful source of information and around this topic of law of attraction and creating your own reality. And Abraham says, you have to realize the present moment is old news. So whatever you're experiencing right now in your current job position, in your current business dynamic, in your current relationship dynamic, in your financial world, in your health, in your relationships, whatever it is, this present moment is a materialization or a manifestation of what you've been thinking from before. And so when you change your thinking, you're still experiencing a reality that's produced by your previous thoughts. And this is significant to understand, because if you don't understand this, then it can become very, very easy to go back to your old thinking. But if you understand that this is a natural mechanic of how changing your reality works and changing your thinking works, then you will have the capacity to do something very, very important in belief change work, which is ignore your current circumstances. For a period of time, you're going to have to ignore your current circumstances, because your current circumstances will provide evidence for the old limiting beliefs. And so you just have to be aware that this transition is going to take place. You say, okay, got it. New evidence is going to pop up that's going to support my old limiting belief, because there's a time delay here. And that time delay is going to extend into your near present future. I don't have a specific timeline, but I think 30 days is probably, if you can hold a new belief strongly for a period of 30 days and ignore the evidence of your current situation, which is going to continue to materialize new micro experiences that are going to support the old limiting belief, you can navigate through to the other side. And so this is critical if you want to be able to change the way that you think. And it actually makes sense. When you change your thoughts, what you're doing is you're building new neural networks, and you're pruning out old neural networks in your brain. Your brain consists of about 100 billion neurons and a quadrillion synaptic connections. And within that neural matrix is held memories and patterns of thought. And so it's like any habit. You're habitually expressing a specific thought. And as you change this habit, those neural networks will die. And as you focus on your new limiting beliefs or your new empowered decisions and the evidence that supports them, you'll start to build new neural pathways. And the beautiful thing about the brain is that it has neuroplasticity. You can actually use your mind to change the way that you think, and therefore change your reality by changing who you are. But the bad news is that it's like a rubber band. And so it requires that you put almost like a cast around the new thinking habits, and that cast can be established, right? Just like if you were to break your arm and you were holding a fixed arm in place, you're holding a fixed mind in place. And the way that you do that is through these series of distinctions. And one of the most important ones is understanding that the old habits of thought are still materializing themselves in your present moment, and your new decisions are actually in your near future. And so you have to be able to stay, again, as Neville talks about, loyal to your new empowered beliefs. And this is good news, by the way, because we wouldn't make it very far if thoughts materialized instantaneously. You know, so we'd have a negative thought about ourselves or a negative thought about another person, and all of a sudden we'd be creating chaos in our life. So this time delay is built into the system. It's almost like a confirmation check on new software code. You can imagine as almost a form of artificial intelligence, except this is real intelligence. The system is saying, hey, are you sure that you want to create this change? We want you to hold this vibration or hold this new pattern of thought for a period of time so that we can register it in the system and start to materialize your life in these new ways. Because if you were to just manifest any new change or new thought that you had, right, that could be really, really chaotic. So I know this is a shorter episode, but I found this to be tremendously useful in my own beliefs shifting work. Some beliefs seem easier to shift, some beliefs seem harder to shift, and those beliefs that seemed harder to shift, it was simply because I didn't have the one thing that was required, which was patience and faith, as I established a new decision for myself and I waited for my present moment to change. Your present moment is still going to reflect those old limiting beliefs for a period of time, but if you're willing to give it just a little bit of time, all of a sudden your reality will change. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope you love this episode. And by the way, if this is your first time and you love this episode, tell a friend about the episode. If you found it useful, leave me a rating or review if you're listening on one of our favorite podcast platforms, or a comment below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're back for another episode and you haven't yet subscribed or left me a review or a comment, do that too. I just appreciate you so much, and I appreciate your commitment to actually creating a better you and creating a better reality for yourself and therefore a better world for all of us. I'm David Baer. I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, it's David. One more thing. If you want to go even deeper on everything we've talked about on today's episode, don't forget to jump over to www.davidbaer.com. You can find the link in the show notes and subscribe to our newsletter. A couple of times a week, I'm going to be sending you the latest episodes that we've released along with additional free trainings. You'll get immediate access to my free Mind Hack ebook and go even deeper into all the tools, the technologies, the frameworks that have helped tens of thousands of people establish a changed mind. Don't forget to jump on over to the site, and I will see you in the next episode.